Hello and welcome to Movies, Games Beyond. I'm your host Jay, the Geeky Dad, and here I talk about all things movies. I give away movie-related principles such as word searches, crosswords, activity sheets, puzzles, quizzes and more. If you have a suggestion, let me know, and if I can make it, it's yours. That's how this works. There is another podcast that I do too about Christmas movies, so if you enjoy Christmas movies and can put up with listening to me, it's called Christmas Everyday Club. Now in today's show, I will be talking about the last movies I've watched, some of the latest gossip in the news, and I will be sharing a riddle or joke to break it up. So without further ado, let's talk movies. So, I'm starting to really like country music. My son and my friend, every time we're at mine and we're having a bit of a drink, we take it in turns to play different types of different songs. So we all pick a song and then we listen to that, and the next person picks a song. And my son and my friend keep picking country music. Yeah, they both really like it. So I've started to like it. The more I listen to it, the more I like. So I decided to find some country type movies and check them out. First up was an old classic, a favourite of mine, called Roadhouse, starring Patrick Swayze, who was awesome. It is about a tough bouncer who is hired to tame a dirty bar. Now, one of the local businessmen, he's kind of greedy and he wants to own everything, so he uses dirty tactics to get what he wants, to get them to the locals who own different businesses to pay him. And Patrick Swayze doesn't like that. He sticks up, and the good guy is victorious in the end. Now, you might say it isn't a country movie, but to me, it kind of is, because there is country type music played in the bar, and some of the actors, like who play the locals, like they seem like country folk. So I had it in my head, it's like a country-ish kind of movie, so I put that on. Yeah, I love this movie, and no matter how many times I've seen it, I never get bored. I actually watched this on DVD. Not sure if it's on any of the streaming platforms. Have you seen it? What are your thoughts? Let me know, guys. The second movie was Harvest Moon. It's a Hallmark type movie, yeah? Made for TV. It's starring two of my faves, Jesse Scram and Jesse Hutch. It is about a city woman whose family goes bankrupt, so she travels to the country to fix up a struggling pumpkin farm that her father bought as an investment. And if I can remember correctly, I think he bought it for like $1 or something like that, guys. It was something cheap anyway. It has some funny parts in it as well. I really enjoyed it. I've seen it a couple of times now. When I was searching for country type movies, that one was in my head anyway, so I thought I'd watch that, get it out of the way. I watched it on Movies 24. Have you seen this? Let us know what your comments are, guys. And do you know any other country type movies that I can check out? If you do, will you let us know in the comments below? Or, even better, guys, can you email me that the movie is? The email address is movies@christmaseverydayclub.com. I will leave that email in the in the description below this episode, yeah, guys. So let us know if you know any other country musics, country movies, please. So let's take a look at some trending topic for today. The creator, yeah, I've heard it many times today on the radio while I've been listening to music. It keeps popping up, playing the trailer. So I've decided, let's have a look of what's being said about it. Yeah, because it's getting released this week. I went on a couple of websites like Screen Rant and stuff like that, and they've got like a post about the creator, yeah, It stars John David Washington as a former soldier who finds himself caring for a robot child who could be the key to ending the war between humans and AI. Now, the reviews for the movie are now in, right? The critics are somewhat mixed on Gareth Edwards' sci-fi epic. Most critics seem to agree that the movie is visually stunning, but its story and exploration of AI themes leave something to be desired. Some also criticise Washington's lead performance. So what do you make of this then, guys? Will you be watching it or giving it a miss? I want to watch it, yeah? AI seems to be taking over, like, the news all the time. I want to watch it. I knew there was going to be some movies coming out about it. But now, guys, riddle time. See if you can guess the answer, yeah, and name the movie for extra points. I will give the answer in the next episode, but send your answers to that email address, which is movies@christmaseverydayclub.com. That is movies@christmaseverydayclub.com. Join the movies group too, yeah, where I share some free principles for you to enjoy. And the principles, like I said earlier, like the word searches, all movie related, guys, colouring pages, activity pages, you name it, guys. I will share them in the Facebook movies group. The link will also be in the description of this episode. Just come and sign us. If you want them, guys, click on the image and download it to your computer and then print it off, guys. It's that simple. Yeah? So, where's the riddle? Hold me a second, guys. The riddle. I can find it. The riddle is, right, let me read it to you guys, see if you get it, you can guess it, right? What weighs more? All the trains that pass through Grand Central Station in a day, or all the trees cut down in a year to print US currency? So I'll read it out again, yeah? The riddle is, what weighs more? All the trains that pass through Grand Central Station in a day, or all the trees cut down in a year to print US currency? So that is the riddle, guys. And that is it for now, guys. I hope you enjoyed some of it. And if so, share it so that we can grow the channel. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to share some country style movies for me to watch and the answer to the riddle, both at the email that I'm going to leave in the description, yeah, guys? Till next time, guys, thanks very much for listening. Goodbye.